Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Secrets of Success podcast. My entire goal with this podcast is to give you value. That is it. I am not interested in you buying from me. If you want to, you can, but that is not the goal here. I do want you to go to the show notes for people that I interview, because I do want you to buy from them or at least follow them. But I'm telling you, I am on a mission to create 100,000 millionaires. This podcast is part of that. Do yourself a favor and get everything that you deserve. Period, point blank. I want you to get that in this podcast, whether it be keynotes for me or interviews for millionaires, billionaires. It doesn't matter, because we can't teach you anything you don't already know. You just forgot because the world made you forget. I love you. You got this. You're going to get this. This is your moment. This is you. Take notes. Listen to me on your commute. I don't care what you do, but this is yours. I do this for you. Like, if you're on a different platform, share it. Subscribe to it. Share this, because there's not many people out here doing this here. Got this. All right, I have three things for you. I really want to help you. You do these three things, and you don't have to worry about having money. The money will take care of itself. I'm going to explain these three things to you, but I'm going to give them to you up front. Number one, solve a problem. Number two, distract people from their problems. Number three, be excellent. Okay? Those are the three things. I'm giving it to you up front. So if you want to check out this video, you're more than welcome to do so now. You have what you need to move forward inside of a healthy, happy life. Do these three things and you will never have to worry about money. Okay? No, I'm giving it to you up front. Number one, what did I say? Oh, solve a problem. Number two, distract people from their problems. Or number three, be excellent. Now, before I explain those three things in detail, why don't you do me a favor, like and share this video, because I'm going to especially share, and then drop me some comments so I can know how you feel, so I can give you better content, more valuable content. But do me a favor, share it, because I'm getting ready to be a great blessing for people. This is free, no charge. You want to definitely extend this opportunity for other people to be successful. Again, I'll repeat that one more time for you, and then hopefully allow you to move forward in excellence and a spirit of great hope and joy. Number one, there's three things you need to never have to worry about money again, is to solve a problem. Number two, which is solve a problem or solve a problem and, it just depends on you. Number two, distract people from their problems. And then number three, you have no option, is to be excellent. Number three, you don't have an option in. One and two, you can do either or both and, but number three, you do not have an option. Number three is not optional. You cannot get around it any other way. You're not allowed to. Do not try to. And don't leave this video claiming that I told you that number three is an option. It is not an option. If you got it this far in the video, write down in the comments for me. I want to see your comments. Write down in the comments for me. The market rewards excellence. Period. Point blank. That's not changing. The market rewards excellence. Excellence. Okay? Remember that. Because that's not changing. That's not going anywhere. The market rewards excellence. So find yourself there in a good and happy place. Number one, you need to solve people's problems. Okay? Now, remember I said this is either a both and or either or however you want to slice that pie. But you must solve people's problems. Now, let me give you some products that solve people's problems. Band-Aids. Now, please know that the word Band-Aid is not the actual name of the product. There is just a company, Band-Aid, that dominates that market and allows you to think that every Band-Aid is a Band-Aid, as if there's only one brand. It's not, okay? It's not. Solving a problem. Vicks VapoRub solves a problem. You can't breathe. You're drowning in your own mucus. Stuffed up. You can't do anything about it. Vicks VapoRub, remember your mom puts it on your upper lip or your chest. And all of a sudden you can breathe again. Vicks VapoRub is so good at what they do that you forget that Vicks VapoRub is not the name of the actual product. Vicks just does it so well. It's not that their formula is the greatest. It's that their marketing back in the 80s and 90s tied their formula into, tied their marketing, their narrative into your mother's healing. Okay? When I just told y'all Vicks VapoRub, just about all of you thought about your mom caring for you with chicken noodle soup, right? It's crazy. So I'll repeat those two things. Well, I'll repeat the full three things, then repeat the two things that I just said. three things you need to do should you want to never worry about money again. Those three things are, number one, solve a problem. And that's what I was just talking about. Number two, distract people from their problem. And then number three, be excellent. Number three, you don't have an option over. You can do one, or you can do two, or you can do both one and two. But if you choose one, you still must do three. If you choose two, you still must do three. You can do three, but if you don't do one or two, you're just not going to make it, okay? The market rewards excellence. Now, what I was just talking about in one and two, I was giving you two examples of people solving problems, and I was giving you examples of companies that have solved these problems so well that you don't even realize that that's not the name of the product. Like Band-Aid. That's not the name of the product. You say, give me a Band-Aid, but that is not the name of the adhesive covering that stops you from bleeding. That's just the company Band-Aid that makes that right for you, okay? Vicks Vapor Rub. To be honest with you, I don't think I've ever bought any other vapor rub. I don't think I have, because Vicks has tied their narrative into every time you think about Vicks Vapor Rub, you think about your mom healing you, or what? You think about your chicken noodle soup that you had with it or something like that, right? You think about all those things that have accompanied you and the greatness of your healing and your health. What else solves a problem? Tylenol solves a problem. Now, acetaminophen is the actual product brand. The brand would be Tylenol. According to the Federal Drug Administration, the dosage and the formula of acetaminophen and Tylenol must be the same. It can't have, like, Tylenol can't be better than acetaminophen, can't be better than the Walgreens version. They must be the same, but the branding on acetaminophen has different. The branding makes that so powerful, but that's a different video for a different time. Tylenol obviously solves the problem of inflammation. It's an anti-inflammatory medicine. And it is also a pain reliever. Okay? It's not the best pain reliever in the world. It's not the best anti-inflammatory. But it does solve a problem. And since it solves a problem, there's room for that in the market. Okay? I'm hoping this makes sense to you. What else? What else would make sense to you? Solving a problem. Let's think of some modern things that solve a problem. The iPhone or the Galaxy, okay? Two smartphones. They are two competitors, but it doesn't matter. Now, these are mostly Western world competitors, because in the Eastern world, Apple doesn't have, neither Apple, well, Samsung will, but Apple doesn't really have a hold on China the way they want. And China is the biggest emerging market in the Eastern world. I could think next would be India, but these are fantastic. As a matter of fact, the number one internet market in the world is the entire Asia Pacific, specifically India and China. China probably being the biggest. It's just crazy what's happening over there in Asia Pacific. If you're going to do business, go to Asia Pacific. I promise you, find a way to get there, solve a problem, distract people from their problems, and be excellent, and you will find a lot of money in Asia Pacific. Asia. If you don't know what Asia Pacific is, think of east side of the world, Asia territory, Bangladesh, India, China, Japan, all that region over there. Philippines, you know, that whole thing. Bangladesh, small country, has, 1.2 billion people? China has 1.7 billion people. There's a social app in China that everyone uses. It's called WeChat, if you don't know that. 1.2 billion people have WeChat. It's nearly government sanctioned. Why? Because that's how they do most of their commerce, over WeChat. So it's not just commerce, being money exchange. I have to explain everything to everyone in the audience. I know some of you got that, but some of you didn't. 1.2 billion people using WeChat right now, last time I checked, last month. And yeah, so if you're doing anything in Asia Pacific, or excuse me, China specifically, if you're doing anything in China specifically, you definitely want to make sure that you're solving a problem on WeChat or something like that. That would be very profitable for you. Or distracted people. I haven't gotten to the distraction yet. What else solves a problem? Oh, let me explain how the Samsung Galaxy or any Samsung, any smartphone. Just trying to give you the two competitors to be fair to everyone. Let me explain to you how each of them, how both of them would solve problems. They would solve a problem because you need communication, right? But you also need to walk around with a computer because you live in the 21st century. Yes, you still live in the 21st century. It's still real out here. That's not changing anytime soon, right? It's, you know, you need a computer that you don't have to lug around and have a bunch of heavy stuff with. You get the point. So that'll work for you. That solves that problem. Of course, the smartphone is, 40 different devices in one. We used to remember carrying around a Walkman. I was watching I love this show. It's one of my favorite. Actually, it's probably my favorite television show. I don't watch much TV, but there are some shows I just really love. One of them is called Fringe. It's off now. I think it went off in 2013, but I've been rewatching it. I just really love the show. And somewhere in season two, so that would have been, I think the show came out in 2008. So what's that? Or 2010, maybe. Anyway, this episode would have been 2010 when they played. And the dude literally put out a portable Walkman. And I was astounded that, I mean, literally a disc player that was port. I can't even. It's crazy. And I was like, wow, that was just 9 years ago. And the guy put out a Walkman. Yeah, you know, technology has changed that much in 9 years. But, you know, VCR, DVR, radio, tape recorder, voice recorder. Remember you had your big CD booklet? Like, you wasn't nothing. If you didn't have a big CD booklet, then you can lose the little papers that way. Not papers, a little plastic that way with all the individual stuff. You wasn't nothing. Like, we couldn't mess with you if you didn't have a big CD booklet with, you know, Avril Lavigne and Tupac in it or something like that. Solves all those problems. That's what the smartphone does. Solve those problems. So I think you get the point. Do something that solves a problem. Some modern people, if you want to be a personal brand, some modern people that solve problems. Oprah solved problems for 25 years on cable television. Ellen DeGeneres now solves problems. How do they solve problems? Let's face it, and I don't mean disrespect to any organization, but you get a lot of spirituality in church, both from Ellen and Oprah, right? And so it solves that problem of higher awareness, and you can't get it anywhere else in your circle, but you can watch them and improve your life. They solve that problem. What more personal brands will solve a problem? If you're familiar with Grant Cardone, if not, then get familiar with Grant Cardone. He's probably the number one salesperson in the whole world. He solves a problem. He teaches people how to sell, invest in real estate, etc. Let's see who else. Gary Vaynerchuk. It's probably number one marketer in the world. Solves a problem by giving away free marketing and stuff. Who else? Personal brand. Les Brown solves a problem. He gets you out of your funk. E.T., the world's number one, at this moment, number one motivational speaker. He solves a problem. He doesn't just get you out your funk. He fires you up, makes you want to run through a wall. All that stuff, right? That's people who solve problems. Now, let's talk about distract. Remember, let me repeat so you can hold this in cohesion, because I want you to watch this later and, you know, use this for whatever you need to use it for. You're going to These three things are: solve a problem, distract people from their problems, and then be excellent. Okay, one, solve a problem; two, distract people from their problems; three, be excellent. A great way, a great company that distracts you from your problems is Netflix. Okay, Netflix is not necessarily. Yes, someone said me. Yes, I solve problems. Thank you very much. I definitely am trying to do that right now. Netflix isn't necessarily adding value to your life by solving your problem. Netflix does something even cooler, lets you forget for 90 minutes that you got problems. Okay, you can binge watch. You can binge watch Netflix for a whole weekend and just forget the fact that Monday you got to go back to a job you don't like. Netflix is very good at that. Netflix is extremely good at that. Another thing that solves problems. Now, this is a bit of a rough around the edges, maybe a bit vulgar answer, but bars, they solve problems. People are depressed or want to, or just bored and want to drink and have fun, right? Escape themselves. That is distracting you from your problems. Let's see, what else distracts you from your problems? The internet. There's lots of things. YouTube doesn't necessarily solve your problem, but it does distract you from your problems. So you get the point. You're either going to solve problems or just completely distract people from problems. Now, there are companies that do both. Both one and two. Solve and distract. Amazon is a good example of this. I can give many examples, but Amazon is probably the number one. Actually, Amazon and Google are number one, tied for number one, like Yale and Princeton. Amazon and Google both solve your problem and distract you from having problems. I'll give you some examples. You can't even browse the internet without running into a Google product. It's almost impossible. Whether you use Google itself, you can't browse the internet without running into an Alphabet product, because Google is now owned by Alphabet. Google just have a parent company called Alphabet, and they didn't get bought out or nothing. They just have so many products. Google has, 42 different free products on the internet between Android. That's a Google product. Google Maps. That's a good product. Someone said Facebook. Facebook is one heck of a distraction, isn't it? Android's Google product, Google Maps, Google, even your realtor, like you go buy a house, they're using Google Maps. Google Chrome. I think Google has 5 products with 1 billion users. It used to be, one of them used to be, what was the Google social media? Google Plus. I think that just closed down last year. I know it's closed down, but I think it was like October last year or September. Android has 1 billion users. Google Chrome has 1 billion users. Google Maps has 1 billion users. I think Google Voice has 1 billion users, right? YouTube is a Google product that has 1 billion users. All this stuff, right? It's hard for you to browse the internet without running into a Google product. Even if you watch a video, more than likely that video has been uploaded on YouTube to embed on said website or something like that. Social media does distract you, period. Yes, it can also be a help, but it is a distraction for most people. So Amazon does that, Google does that very well, being both one and two. Amazon does it very well because Amazon now has Prime TV, has all sorts of services. So they do a very good job distracting you and keeping you entertained. Very good job of that. But let's face it, if you're like me, I'm a millennial, so I fall into this category, but 98% of my shopping is online. I think the only thing I buy out stores or baby diapers. I don't know. Milk. Toilet paper. Toothpaste. Actually, nope. nope, I don't even buy toothpaste in the store. I have a vegan toothpaste company that I use, and I buy that, I think they're in the Bronx or Brooklyn, online, so I don't even do that. I buy 24 cases at a time. Wine, I do buy wine in the store. Ice, I buy ice in the store. I buy that. Other than that, I probably don't use the store for anything. I just don't. I just don't use the store for anything. I buy everything else online. Clothes, everything. It's quite useful. Quite useful. And let's not forget the beautiful... If you got this far in the video, I just need you to agree with me. Don't disagree with me. Disagree with me here. Amazon Prime is a beautiful invention of mankind. Two-day free shipping is from the Lord. It is awesome. So there you go. One and two. Now... Three is the most important. You don't do one, you don't do two without three. Period. You can do both one and two, but you must have three. The market rewards excellence. Let me say this here because it doesn't take me alone to explain this. I don't care if you're 75. If you're excellent at what you do, you will be rich. The market rewards excellence. The market doesn't care if you're 75 and no one would employ you. I don't care if you're black. In a racist society, brown, Mexican, Indian, purple. I don't care if you're an alien, and I don't mean an illegal alien. I mean literally an extra outer space dude, okay? ET phone home, extraterrestrial, right? I don't care. Doesn't matter. If you're excellent, if your product is excellent, if you over-deliver, if you have great customer service, if you're excellent, the market will reward you. Doesn't matter. I don't care if you don't like the product. There are the NRA, which, like National Rifle Association, is a business. And doesn't matter where you stand on the abolition of guns, no, or prohibition, of assault weapons. And I'm not here to incite you on that argument. Although that's a very emotionally charged subject, I will tell you, they operate excellently. They do what they do well. It doesn't matter. And my point with that is saying, even if you disagree, vehemently disagree with the product, it doesn't matter. They operate excellently, and they're in business. I'll give you another example. You may not like Barack Obama. He operated excellently. You may not like Donald Trump. Operates excellently. You may not like Hillary Clinton. She operates excellently. You don't have to agree with their excellence. They just do things better than other people that do it like them, and therefore they have a market. And that's it. Now, those last three examples, Obama, Trump, Hillary, Clinton, there's going to be some division there. But my point there was not, I was trying to show you that even if you disagree with them, if you can argue with me how terrible they are, it doesn't stop that they're excellent at what they do. That's how you get it. Even if you disagree, excellence gets rewarded, even if it's excellently inciting crowds into rage. Excellence still gets rewarded. Good or bad, excellence still gets rewarded. Those are your three things. You know, let me just say one more thing about this excellence, because I really need to press this point. We don't talk enough about people over 50. If you're over 50, first off, congratulations for being over 50. Secondly, all you have to do is find a way to be your excellent self over the internet, and you will be rewarded. Period. Now, you don't have to be over the internet, but if you do, you can reach more people. The market doesn't care about your age, sex, creed, or religion. It just doesn't. The market cares about your excellence. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can plant better
you can dominate.
I have failed so much in life. I've been so evil. I've done everything in life to mess it up. And I have. I have completely messed this life up. And then I changed. And then I started applying things that I didn't know, but I always knew. You call it the law of attraction. Or maybe you don't. Or maybe you're religious and maybe you're not. Here is what I know. I know that we all have a karmic debt to pay off. And I have either paid mine off or almost off. And now I dedicate my entire life to you. Please know that as my life is dedicated to you, it means I get beat up a lot. But that's what this is about. It is about people like me putting their gains at risk for you. The crazy thing about life is once we get enough, whatever enough means, if you're a politician, it's enough votes, someone likes money, whatever enough is, a pastor, enough members, we tend to protect it. This podcast is not about protection, it is about you. I sincerely believe in you. I know you're going to be it. I know you're going to do it. Whatever that is for you, there are no mistakes. I want you to share this podcast, but not for personal gain. I want you to share it because I am giving you my every being so you can turn around and do the same for others. I give away me. And then you give away you. I lower me so you can stand on my shoulders. And then you return the favor and you lower yourself so someone else can stand on your shoulders. And then voila. No one is lower than the other. Because we've all lowered ourselves. Finally, the music in this podcast that you're going to hear, I hope it gets stuck in your head. It's actually from my favorite movie, Cloud Atlas. It's a cover. It's not the original version, but it sounds just like it. Cloud Atlas is a great movie by the Wachowskis. My second favorite movie is The Matrix, but that has nothing to do with this right now. It is about repeating the same mistakes. And so I'm hoping subconsciously that as you repeat the same mistakes, Cloud Atlas is mostly about ascending from those mistakes. So I'm hoping the words, the music, the melody, everything helps you ascend to where you're supposed to be, which is where you've always agreed you wanted to be before you got here. I love you. This is the Secret to Success Law of Attraction. I really, really know that this will be a blessing, a lifesaver to many people. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate. When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job
positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.